What can I get ya?
Orange juice, white with cheese, and an application.
What do you mean, you want to work here?
Are you still hiring?
We're always hiring. It's my third time working here.
Are you joking?
It's a fresh start. It's a chance to clear my head and work with my hands.
Edward, this is Jim, our new server. Show him how we get it done around here.
I'm gonna throw a line at you, Jimmy.
It's Jim. Only my parents call me Jimmy.
Well, consider me your waffle daddy.
Please tell me you're not trying to buy a Ferrari.
It's a franchising fee and down payment for a Papa's chicken and waffle.
Don't you have to work there a year or something?
1,000 hours.
I guess I'm trying to figure out why you're putting yourself through it.
Because it's honest and it's the furthest thing from what I was doing.
It's endless hours and a mountain of stress.
This has a lot of potential.
You know, I love grilling. I grill for free. That's how much I love it. What do you love so much that you would do it for free?
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Brancy, and today we are going to be talking about Waffle Street, which is an indie movie that was just released on Tuesday, starring James Lafferty, Danny Glover, Julia Gonzalo, a lot of other awesome people in it. It's based off a book of the same name by James Adams, who was a financer, and he lost his job, and then he ended up working in the food industry at a Waffle House, and it was really good. I really, really liked it.
I did as well.
I was kind of surprised at how much I would like it, because I'm usually not a fan of the financial Wall Street type movies, so I wasn't sure how much that was going to have in it, but I was kind of really happy that it was just kind of like in the beginning, and then it was all about the diner and working there and learning the ropes and everything. So overall, what would you rate it, like 1 to 10?
Well, let's see. I hate to be like that stereotypical, like every movie is awesome, but I really didn't have any problems with the movie. So I guess a 10, because there's nothing that I can point out and say I didn't like.
I agree. Like I usually don't really like hand out like 10s, just like 10 for you and 10 for you. But
yeah.
I really love this movie. Like I really didn't have, there was nothing in this movie that I didn't like. Because I was trying to come up with, like, something to critique it on, but I couldn't think of anything, really,
right,
that, like, jumped out at me, like, oh, I didn't like this, or, you know.
Right.
I want to go get the book and check that out.
Mm-hmm.
That's on my list. It's officially on my list. I was just on Amazon looking to order it.
There you go. It's also on my list.
Yeah, I think probably my favorite thing about it was, like, the comedy. Because I didn't go into it really expecting it to be much of a comedy. I thought it would be a little more, like, I mean, it was a serious movie, but at the same time, it had the underlying comedy, which really kept it flowing, and the way it was delivered and just kind of slipped in there, I thought it was just really great acting and writing.
I agree. I think my favorite part is how relatable it was, because so many of us don't have the white-collar job, which is in the beginning of the movie. So it's then we kind of relate to what Jim is going through and everything. And you're like, okay, this guy's one of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I have not worked in retail yet. Customer service, yes. But I have not done retail. But I know a lot of people in retail, such as you and my mother. And yeah. So, I mean, I think anybody, even if you haven't worked in it, you know the retail life just because you know
right.
so many people that are in that industry. But I really loved how he didn't know how to get a job. Like, he's like, I've never filled out an application. I've never done any of this before. And, like, just the way he went about it, like, I just found it very comical.
Right.
Because here that he is in this huge, powerful job, and then, oops, you don't have that anymore. And now you have to go kind of, like, in the real world and, like, get your hands dirty.
Right, so figure it all out.
Yeah. I really love this plot. And I guess it's not a plot, I guess it's a true story. but I really, really like the story a lot. And the cast was fantastic.
Of course.
I love Dale Bickey. I know her from, like, I mean, she's, like, in everything. but Crazy Cathy.
Oh, yes.
Crazy Cathy made a lot of those scenes. And I just all of the, it was, like, it felt like a family. Like, at the restaurant, it was, like, just one big family, and even the, like, regular customers were a part of that. And it was an interesting dynamic to watch play out. What were some of your favorite scenes?
Whew. So so many good ones. I mean, there's really not a scene that I can look at and say that I didn't like. Done without seeing the contents of the toilet.
Oh my gosh.
That's the one thing I could have gone without, maybe. Just seeing the inside of that was a little gnaw. But it was comical nonetheless.
I was cracking up. Like
I was too.
Like bad. Like when he was like gearing himself up to like, okay, you got this. Man up. Like you can do this. Like come
I know.
On.
Like, I was like, that would definitely be me.
I wouldn't have gone in there.
I wouldn't have gone in there at all. Thankfully, I've never had to clean the toilets.
I really want to hear about the filming experience with that because I'm sure that was a very entertaining day on set.
Yes. James, how did you feel sticking your arms in there?
Yeah. I mean, oh. And that's something that people got to do. Like, someone's got to do it.
Someone does.
Someone does.
Thankfully, it's never been me. But I also really liked the part where, and it's like a strange scene to like, but I kind of liked when his wife freaked out about having to sell the house because she was just so supportive up until that point. And I was like, girl, you can freak out. It's okay. Like he lost his job and she was so
very
sweet
real.
The whole time. Yeah. And I was like, that's a reasonable time to freak out. So I was happy they actually put that in there.
And I kind of like the parallels of the managers. Both managers, their wives hated them because they had those jobs. They despised them. They wanted divorces. They threw stuff at them. And I think he saw, like, maybe, like, almost like Beth might be where my life ends up with the relationship with my wife might end up down the road if I continue on this path. And I don't know. I don't know if that was, like, supposed to be like that. I mean, but that's how I interpreted it. Like,
right.
Kind of
same
like
here.
You might end up this way if you continue doing this to your poor wife.
That poor girl. She went through a lot.
She did, but she stuck it out till the end, and everything worked out. I didn't expect him not to buy a restaurant, though.
That, I was on the same page. I was expecting that to be the end goal.
Mm-hmm. But I kind of like how it wasn't.
Right, because it's real.
Yeah, it's expected. That's what we expected. The whole movie was working towards this goal of buying a restaurant. And then when you get to the end, you just kind of realize, like, that's not what I love. It's not what I love to do. And you can relate to that in, like, real life. Like, I don't even know how many of my friends have switched majors or they finished their entire major and they're like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. So they just go back to school and start doing something else. So I thought it was very relatable, and I really love the ending. I was kind of glad that it ended it like that, because you go into it expecting him to, okay, well, yeah, he's obviously going to get the restaurant at the end. That's the whole point of this movie, and then it's like, psych, nope.
Yeah, exactly. I liked that they did that, because, you know, it's all these movies these days, you expect the perfect ending, and you get it most of the time, so I like that it wasn't like a bad ending, because he still was happy, but it wasn't what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and it wasn't cliche. Like, it wasn't, it just wasn't what we expected. But it also wasn't, like, a bad thing either.
Right.
It was just a path that we didn't think about, which I really liked.
Agreed.
Acting-wise, I think everybody hit it out of the park. Like, there's no complaints I have on the acting whatsoever.
100% agree.
Yeah. I think James pulled off the awkward, like, financial businessman very well.
It was so funny to see him like that.
Well, because both of us were just at a One Tree Hill convention, so it's just all One Tree Hill and Nathan Scott and all this. And so, like, the first few minutes, I was like, okay. Like, I was going into it kind of like, I just had Nathan on the mind because that's where we've been all last week and weekend.
Yeah.
So, and then when we went into it, he just totally turned it around, and just, I thought it was great. Like, I thought he played the character very well. I haven't read the book yet, so I don't really know how the character is portrayed in the books or the guy in real life. But for the movie, I thought it was perfect and awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a change of pace from what we've been used to all week.
From
but I think that's good, though, because, like, if you can tell that an actor's two different characters from two different stories are so different, then that's good for the actor because that shows that they've got diversity. So
exactly. Probably. I kind of forgot that he was also on One Tree Hill. Like, while I was watching this movie, I just got so engrossed into it that it was more of a new actor almost to me. Because
right.
I haven't really seen him in anything else. I saw him in Oculus, but he's only in a few scenes in that one. But to see him in the main role again, I kind of forgot that that was Mason Scott. Like, it just didn't, like, I just blocked out, and I was so absorbed in the story. And
so,
that's definitely props to all the cast and acting and the writers who wrote it and turned the book into a movie. Mm-hmm. I want to read the book, so I know, because books to movies are always always an iffy thing.
Right.
Because I know you always have to cut stuff out. So I really want to read the book just to compare the two.
I do too.
So we can have a book club.
Review. That's the next
review. Next review is the book.
Book to movie.
Next review will be the book. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think everything just overall was just awesome and fantastic. And I know that sounds cliche to just praise the crap out of it, but I honestly have no complaints for this movie. Like, I want to go watch it again. And it's just one of those movies that just kind of, it has everything you kind of want in a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, plots, comedy, storyline. Like, it just all flows together and works.
Yeah.
And I think the cast was awesome in it.
Yeah. And I'm so not that cliche person that gives praise to everything. So I think that speaks volumes.
Oh,
neither of us are.
Brancy and I will tell it like it is.
I've got something to critique on everything.
Yes. If anyone's ever looking to our other reviews on stuff, we definitely don't sugarcoat things. And
no.
we will tell you like it is. So
we do.
Yeah. So is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you wanted to talk about?
I really don't think so. I think that we pretty much covered it. It was a great movie, so.
Everybody should go watch it.
Yeah, of course.
It is available on Amazon, iTunes, Vimeo, Hulu, Vudu, and Xfinity. So be sure to go ahead and rent it or buy it. I'm probably going to go buy it now because I really liked it. I love this movie. It was just a really great movie.
It was indeed.
So be sure to check out thevro.com for other reviews and news and interviews and all that good stuff. Like us on Facebook and Tumblr at Variety Radio Online. We are on Twitter at TheVRO, and follow us on Instagram at Variety Radio Online.
Hope you guys enjoy the movie.
Yes, be sure to tweet us and let us know what your thoughts are on this movie, because we would love to read them. So let us know. Bye, guys.
Yes, please. Goodbye.